23rd of May. I'm Sean Kelly with Ashley Harvey. We reached out to Leah Morgan. She is the executive director of Victim Services of Hastings, Prince Edward, and Lennox and Addington, and some of the programs that they can help people that are going through a really difficult time. And Leah, thank you for giving Ashley and I some time this morning. Just terrible news this morning. We now know the identity of the young lady that was a victim of violence. Shannon Hickey, 26-year-old RN at Belleville General Hospital, lost her life two mornings ago in the wee hours around 1:30.
Early Tuesday morning. She was a nurse on 26 at Belleville General Hospital. It is a tragedy. You know, it's something we don't ever like to hear about in the community, but through information that has come around, that we know that it's not the first time that things have, you know, people have been to the house that had, and she had been a victim of domestic violence or abuse in the past. And so we know a lot of people listening or may have been involved in something like this in the past or in it right now, and they don't know what to do. So what can they do, Shannon? Like what can they, options that they can have for them when they're involved in a situation like this, Leah?
Yes. So definitely any victim of intimate partner violence can call victim services for support. When police do attend a domestic violence call, we usually do get a referral for that case as well. But folks can self-refer. So what we'll do at victim services for these victims is get them connected to longer-term supports. So we will seek out longer-term counseling services or other therapy to deal with the long-term healing. But I think more importantly, it's the initial safety concerns that we're able to help address. So not only will we complete comprehensive safety planning with any victim of violence, but we'll also be able to tap into the Victim Quick Response Program through which we can advocate on the victim's behalf and secure funding for things like a new cell phone that's not being monitored or money for meals and basic needs if someone has recently left or even if they haven't left the situation and they don't have control of their finances or are in need. Also, we do a lot of home safety enhancements. So we have a very reliable handyman who's very trauma-informed, and he's able to go out and install doorbell cameras, window locks, window alarms, any home and safety enhancements that are needed. And we also run what we call an MTS program. So these are mobile tracking systems. We're not funded by the ministry to deliver this, but we work hard to raise the funds ourselves. So high-risk victims of domestic violence are eligible for these buttons, and they carry those, and it's a panic button that is linked to us and to police. We can also track their whereabouts through GPS with this program, and they have proven to be a crucial component of safety plans for women.
Our guest is Leah Morgan. She is the Executive Director of Victim Services of Hastings, Prince Edward, Lennox, and Addington. 26-year-old Shannon Hickey, RN at BGH. I've had a chance to read some of the information Ashley was privy to through Facebook. Graduate of Loyalist College, I believe Brock University. You look at Shannon's picture, 26 years young, beginning her life. She had a beautiful smile in the photo I saw, just resonating positive energy in a profession that calls on someone to be compassionate, caring. That's what they do for their work. And to have this happen, what does it do to a community when we continuously hear these stories about violence against women leading to death?
Yes, I think the circle of impact goes very far in these cases. Unfortunately, we do hear of femicide quite often, even in our own community. I don't think everyone knows about every case. But it is quite prevalent, not only here in like Ontario, Canada, but Belleville and Hastings County as well. So I can tell you that last fiscal year, we served 794 victims of domestic violence. So that's a whole lot of women who are fleeing very dangerous situations. And after 20 years of doing this work, I can tell you that it feels very discouraging. We're very deflated, but also keep plugging along, keep doing the work, and with hope that we will have an impact in the long term. When I first started working in the violence against women sector, it was every 6 days a woman or a girl was killed in Canada. And I just double-checked this morning, and we are now up to every 48 hours. So things are getting worse, and it's absolutely tragic.
And it's not even just like it's a worldwide epidemic right now. I know I'm relating it to different, but Australia is having a huge issue with it right now, and it's everywhere. And it's like when you said, it was one of those things that people don't realize that it could be your next door neighbor or your best friend, and they're just not telling you that it's happening. And so we really want to get that word out there that there are organizations like yours, Leah, that are there to help people, because it is overwhelming if you're involved in that and you don't know what to do. You just feel like you're stuck. You don't know what to do. And then you can help with them.
Absolutely. So they can call us directly anytime, Monday to Friday. That's not always ideal. So I'm sure my friends at Three Oaks won't mind me sharing that they have a 24/7 crisis line. So if someone is in need and needs immediate assistance, of course, calling police, but you can also contact the shelter anytime, and they will also assist in getting you connected to safety.
Yeah. Shannon Hickey, 26 years young, RN at BGH. Think of the family getting that message and somebody knocking on their door, contacting them to share that information, where we believe the family knew there was some struggles within the relationship. Also, all her colleagues at Belleville General Hospital, all her friends, the police service, the EMS that had to respond to this call. There's so many people affected by this.
Now, Leah, do you find that people don't want to tell people that this is going on, that they're having these issues at home, so they keep it quiet until it gets to a point where it's just bubbling over? They have no options.
Yes, I think there's a lot of fear and shame in relation to sharing this information with friends and family. Often, too, if there's physical violence, there's definitely a component of psychological abuse, which would also deter someone from speaking out. So I think we've come, we've made some progress in that domestic violence isn't so much considered a family problem as it would have been, say, 50 years ago. But yeah, I think it's still viewed as a private matter. And we need to get ourselves involved when we know that something's going on.
Well, some huge statistics today, Leah. 48 hours a woman is killed. That's crazy,
Thanks for joining the conversation this morning. Leah Morgan, Executive Director, Victim Services of Hastings, Prince Edward, Lennox, and Addington. Thank you for this.
Thanks for having me.